feet only, but also my hands and my head. Those are some of my favorite words from Scripture. Perhaps because they embody the humanity of Peter and the disciples so well. Perhaps because they offer a moment of levity and humor in what is appropriately a somber and serious time. Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Not unlike the laughter that we might share with loved ones around a hospital bed, Peter's words perhaps give us some insight into the love that was shared between Jesus and his disciples. Love that was particular to the unique personalities gathered around that table. Those who would betray, those who would deny, those that would abandon their teacher, their friend, and their Lord. Tonight we are called upon to remember the Last Supper that Jesus shared with his disciples on the way to the cross, and to recall how through that meal, Christ washed the feet of the disciples and instructed them in preparation for the Eucharistic banquet that would become the center of the church's worship life after the events of this Sunday. Jesus is sitting and talking with his disciples in the midst of the meal that we know as the Last Supper. He started the meal by washing their feet and telling them that in doing so, he had set for them an example. Then, as tonight's passage concludes, Jesus instructs his disciples, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Just as Jesus loved his disciples, we are to love one another. And that is how the world will know that we are his disciples, by our modeling of Christ's love in our relations with each other. But loving one another as Christ loves us is not merely a pat on the back or some words of encouragement at the end of a church service, though that may be part of it. To make this clear, Jesus repeats and reiterates this new commandment later in the same discourse, which continues through chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17 of John's Gospel at this Last Supper. In chapter 15, Jesus draws the connection to the sacrificial nature of his love for his disciples. Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Look around you tonight, and on other days in this place, the folks around you are the people that you are called to love. They aren't the only people that you are called to love, but this is, in many respects, where it starts. The love that we share with one another in this place is the love that will sustain us as we depart from this place, as we prepare for the pain of Good Friday, and then anticipate for the good and glorious news that follows. As we seek to share the light of Christ, as we go forth into the wider world, Jesus tells his disciples then and now, this is how the world will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. It is here and through the other Christian communities to which we belong that we learn how to celebrate joy even when faced with the awful brokenness of the world. When we see the images of a bloody floor, of a church on Palm Sunday in Egypt just a few days ago. As we mourn our brothers and sisters in Christ who died there, we are still able to celebrate the good news that new life is nonetheless overcoming death in this world. And though we are part of the promise of that heaven and new earth, that new heaven and new earth that is already being made, we are not there yet. Just as we are still on the journey to the cross this week, we know that death and sin are still our companions in this world, though their power is much diminished by the events that we will remember over the next few days. Our love, the same love that will allow us to humble ourselves so that we might both wash each other's feet and have our own feet washed, that same love will necessitate sacrifice and at times suffering if it is to be faithful to Christ's commandment that it be modeled after his love for us. And though it will often be a source of strength and even bliss, living out this love will also hurt. Let us humble ourselves like our Lord. Let us wash one another's feet. Let us offer our feet to be washed. Let us love one another in all our humanity. Let us do all of this so that the world might know that we are his disciples.